the home 6010. Welcome into the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast. You can find us every Thursday on NFL's ESPN NFL's YouTube feed, and the podcast is presented by Geico. You can download the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. My name is Daniel Dopp. We just did the season-long show. To my left is Mike Clay, who also just did the show with us.
I did.
How are you doing, man?
I'm not as good as you. You're just comfortable, settling right in there.
Chilling.
Crisscross.
Yeah.
They call it crisscross applesauce these days.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, a little comfortable.
I feel pretty comfortable. I got to be honest. I just want to I want to get in the mood and in the zone to be able to talk about some football.
Okay.
You know?
Cool. We should just put out a carpet or something. It's a carpet right below. Why don't we just get rid of the chair, sit on the floor?
Just lay down. I love it.
Get one of them oversized blankets, right? That are the size of the room. Have you seen those huge blankets?
That would be awesome.
Get one of those, just kind of relax.
Do you know how much room there would be for activities in here?
I know, right?
As long as you don't touch my drum set, we'll be fine. So listen, week four. Oh, no. Well, Al's for your first. Al. Hey, bud.
No, we didn't.
Hi, Al.
How's it going? You realize, Daniel, you're stepping on my toes. I'm the pop culture reference guy on this show.
I'm sorry about that.
Supposed to get the references.
But no, I was just saying he can make references that I get, right? Which really? I get that.
Okay? You got the stepbrothers,
obviously. Okay. So you make the references that I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm the go-between.
Good. I'll stay in my lane with the references get, which is fine. I only have 7 listeners anyway, and I bring them to the millions and millions of listeners that Focus has. So I'm happy to do my part. I do have a question for both of you. Typically, I only say that it's chilly here in Los Angeles. You can see I'm wearing a sweatshirt. But it has actually, am I allowed to say it's been cold this week? It's been 45 to 48 degrees in Los Angeles.
Wow, and it's warmer here. It's in the mid-50s today. So take that, Al. Joke's on you,
fool. God, it's horrible.
Joke's on him. He should move here. I bet he wants to move here now.
The long con of moving to Bristol, Connecticut finally paid off.
I bet he wants to move here now because we're maxing out at 55.
50, It's something real good.
61 is
the
high.
Is it really?
That's actually unbelievable.
Why are we inside?
I don't know.
We should be
doing this outside, sitting in the grass. See that?
All right. Really quickly. Actually, you know what? I always do this off the top of the show, Mike. Why don't you go ahead and go through the week 14 recap? I'm always the one that talks about stuff, so go ahead.
That's funny. I thought you'd be all over that. I had a bad week. Daniel had a good week, and I'm still winning for the season, though.
What do you mean winning for the season? Aggregate, yes.
It's 7-7. I'm up by 10 points, so it is close. You had 154.8, so you had a really good week.
Taysom
so nice
Hill
job.
And Alvin Kamara and who was the other? I had another.
I don't know, but you did good.
Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro.
Well done there. You crushed it.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know how to say his last name. NTROIS at 216. He won our league, which is interesting because he sent me a message and he went to Kutztown.
Yes, he did.
It was a big week for Kutztown last week. He won the league. Obviously, Craig Reynolds was in the news. He was promoted for Detroit. He was Adam Schefter's long shot. He had the big game for the Detroit Lions. So that is my alma mater, of course. So shout out to, I believe it's Nick, if I'm not mistaken.
Nick. Nick from Kutztown 2011.
Yes. So
congratulations, Nick.
Congrats to him. So that was cool. Good week for Kutztown. We're putting him on the map here. Love
Heck
it.
Yeah.
Andre Reed is Andre Reed. Andre Reed. Legendary athlete. Ryan Vogelsong. And a couple athletes. John Mobley. From formerly the Denver Broncos, was a really good linebacker. We had a couple athletes come through KU.
Do you know the only professional athletes that came through my high school were Jalen Parmalee?
Okay.
Do you remember him?
I know him. Yeah, running back. Yep.
And
must be pretty good. Yeah.
I think that's
good memory. That's it.
And that's about
and
it.
Daniel Dopp.
Yeah, that's about it.
Daniel Dopp.
There were a lot of them from the Saginaw, Flint area. We had a ton of, obviously, but Midland, we just didn't have a whole lot. Anyways, no one cares about that. Let's talk about some quarterbacks.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you guys are here to listen to some DFS conversation. Mike, cash lineups this week. Tua Tagovailoa, $5,700.
Yeah,
taken on the Jets.
Just roll the tape from weeks ago.
Yeah, wherever it was.
When they played the Jets the last time. Basically, any quarterback facing the Jets we're in on, right? So same thing. I'm going to make the same case I did when they played the Jets about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And he's $5,700 is Tua. It's a little too cheap. Great matchup here. So look. During the 7 weeks Tua has played in full this season, he is 11th in fantasy points per game at quarterback, right? Oh, so he's been right on that QB1 cusp. He's had some nice games.
Where's his pricing have him this week? What quarterback?
It's around mid-pack, 5,700. Okay. So he's still coming at a discount here. It's below 11th. 2+ touchdowns in 5 of the 7 full games. The only exceptions to that, right? So his duds or Carolina and Buffalo, right? Two of the better defenses he has faced. So you kind of understand having a little bit of a down game there. He also has three rushing touchdowns, so he's delivered in that department. And again, when they played the Jets in week 11, he worked out. He completed 27 of 33 passes in that game, 273 yards, two touchdowns, did have a pick, but at 17.5 fantasy points. So he paid off his salary. The Jets just continue to struggle against quarterbacks. 15 plus fantasy points allowed to 10 consecutive quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Everyone they face, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad, they have a really high floor against the Jets. The efficiency's been terrible. They only have four interceptions. So much to love about Tua this week.
Real quick, because we're going to talk about this more. We'll talk about Devontae Parker later in the show. But knowing that he might possibly be without Jalen Waddle, would that affect the way that you look at Tua this week, even though his price point is so nice as it is?
A little more risk. You're a little bit more concerned. But remember, he has been without Devontae Parker during most of his starts this season and has been pretty good. Now he subs in Parker, who, don't forget, is really good. And he's been really good this season when he has played as well. So Waddle out hurts. Parker back in and a full go helps. Still Mike Gesicki. Albert Wilson's actually been pretty good as of late. So there are question marks there. The running back rotation's a problem as well. But at the end of the day, they're facing the Jets.
Yep.
Feel pretty good about that.
Yes, you do. All right, Al, let's talk about someone taking on the Washington football team. Jalen Hurts comes in at $6,600. Obviously, Mike sets a little bit more of a cash lineup. You come from a little bit more of a tournament standpoint. So what is it that you like about Jalen Hurts this week at $6,600?
So his floor-ceiling combination is great. Mike talked about how when the team's playing against the Jets, we like the quarterbacks. We especially like the running backs that are squaring off against the Jets as well. It's not that much different with Washington. Washington's been one of the most giving teams to opposing wide receivers, pass catchers, tight ends, and quarterbacks from a DraftKings points per game point of view. So it didn't work last week with the Dallas Cowboys. I guess it's kind of like a Sex Panther play. Like 60% of the time, streaming quarterbacks against Washington football team works every time. They allow a touchdown on 5% of passes. They allow 3.4 deep completions per game. Hurts does like to take shots downfield, and we get that fantastic rushing floor with him, with his yardage and upside with his touchdowns. We've seen what the passing game can do with the tight end doing well. Goddard's putting up a ton of targets recently and put up a big game, although with Minshew a quarterback. The stackability here is solid, and there's good bring back plays on the football team. I love Jalen Hurts this week at 66.
Now he's in my wheelhouse. We have Will Farrell references today. Yeah. Like I can follow those.
I can do that.
So you're like one in 45 this year, Alan. References.
That's, that's good enough. So look, that's good enough for a cup of coffee.
That's
there
right.
You go. Done.
All right. Let's talk about a couple more quarterbacks real quick. Lamar Jackson, $7,200, taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he's been down as of late. He's struggling. I pointed this out. I was shocked by this. Like, you know, he hasn't been quite himself, right? Because he's kind of been like okay in fantasy at times because he runs a lot, right? But he does his last rushing touchdown. What week do you think his last rushing touchdown was?
Week 8.
Week 2.
What?
That was the last rushing touchdown. Week 2. And he has one or zero passing touchdowns in a majority of his games over the last 2 months as well.
So, are you telling me that Sam Darnold has a more recent rushing touchdown and he's not even playing?
Yeah.
Than Lamar Jackson.
Isn't that hard to believe?
Yes.
I can't believe it. So, yeah, he hasn't been his usual stuff, but he's still running it like 10 times for 80 yards. So he's still giving you and then throwing it enough to just sort of keep you afloat in fantasy, but just hasn't been his usual dominant self quite that we're, the same, we're used to.
Yeah. Still like him. $7,200 is a great price point for Lamar Jackson.
And playing the Packers, he should be, and he's expected to play.
Yep.
He's going to have to throw it a lot in this game, you would imagine.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, we just talked about, $6,600 against Washington. And Matthew Stafford, $7,000 taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously not going to have OBJ. Main targets are going to be Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson. I'm sure we'll have some conversation about those guys here in a little bit. But first, before we move on from quarterbacks, Mike, why don't you tell us about our friends over at Geico?
Yeah. Do you own or rent your home?
I will tell you on January 7th, 3 weeks from today.
You will?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. I'll give you a call on that day at midnight. Well, you let me know.
Okay. Yeah. At midnight. I was going to say that's what, I mean, just don't, because I'll be in court that day. So don't call me in the middle of the court date.
Okay.
All right. This got awkward now. Sorry. Now Mike feels
weird. Yeah. Right. Hey, we'll just keep talking about random personal stuff. Sure you do. You were supposed to say yes. Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All right, Mike, talk about some running backs. Elijah Mitchell, $6,200 as the number two back in that 49ers offense behind Deebo Samuel, who is obviously the main number one running back and number one wide receiver in that team. I think he's actually just the number one everything in that team.
Yeah, so Mitchell was out last week, so we're going to keep an eye on this up to game time to see if he if he plays in this one.
But, hold on really quickly. Tell me what I just said to you.
Words about players and
I thought so.
Something about Deebo being
a running
back.
You knew about Deebo. Okay, cool. All right, all right. So keep going.
Yeah. Elijah so Mitchell. I was preparing.
I know. For I know. I could. I love doing this show
me
with you.
You asked a question that I totally did not answer.
No. You didn't. No. You're good.
So what I was just saying was Elijah Mitchell is a value play at DraftKings this week. 6,200 going up against the Falcons again, assuming that he is active and ready to go in this game. Yes, Deebo Samuel has been involved in the backfield, right? But it hasn't saw Mitchell from racking up a ton of usage, right? I mean, 20.2 touches per game this season, and it's been even more so lately, right? So I mentioned 20.2 touches per game this season, but over his last three games, he's averaging 25.3 carries per game.
Wow.
And then in his last four games, he has 14 targets. So he wasn't really targeted much early in the season. That has picked up. As a result, he's RB9 in fantasy points per game since he returned from injury in week 7. And the 49ers offense starting to heat up. They have three or more touchdowns in five straight games and at least one rushing touchdown in all five of those games. Falcons, good matchup. Seventh most fantasy points to running backs this season. So it all kind of comes together for him. Game script should be good. They're favored in this one. If he's healthy and a go, he could easily push for 25 carries and maybe a handful of targets. So Mitchell at 6,200, too cheap. You want him in your lineup.
Currently still in the concussion protocol. Is that correct? We're waiting for him to be cleared. Kyle, can you look that up for me? Just real quick.
Yeah, I'm not sure of his status right now. But again, this is all predicated on the fact that he is cleared in place in this
correct.
Game. Seems like there is optimism there, but we'll keep an eye on that up to game time.
Absolutely. All right, Al, let's talk about Antonio Gibson. Last week struggled, but gets Philly this week. And again, there's not a whole lot of playmakers there in that Washington football team offense. At 6K, what do you like about Antonio Gibson?
I mean, most people are going to run away from him because if he was like 50% played last week and then he failed for everybody. Like he was in everybody's cash game lineup and he failed. So like this week, most people are going to run away from him. I absolutely love that for tournaments because not much has changed. It's still a good matchup against Philadelphia, who've given up a ton of points to opposing running backs this season, at least in terms of DraftKings scoring. He still should be getting, as long as he doesn't get benched for like a random fumble or he gets scripted out of the game, this should be another spot where he does very well. He's touched the ball aside from last week, the last 4 weeks, 20 to 30 times a game with great usage in the passing game, even in spots where JD McKissick was active. So at 6K, most people are going to run away. You know, I'll do it again. I'm going to go right back to Antonio Gibson at 6K in a large percentage of my 150 lineups on the Millionaire Maker.
I love it.
There you go. We'll keep an eye and see if JD McKissick's back could be a factor in passing situations, but yeah, that's fair.
With that being said, before we mention a couple of other running backs, Elijah Mitchell has not yet cleared concussion protocol, though he is progressing. So definitely keep an eye on that. If he plays this week, we like him quite a bit. A couple other running backs that we like. I'm sure we'll hear about this name again. Michael Carter, $4,700 coming back
from
Miami.
Way too low. He was basically an RB1 the few weeks before he got injured. He's back from IR, and you expect him to be the lead back. Obviously, a little risk coming off missing three games.
Of course.
But at $4,700, it's worthwhile.
Yeah. James Robinson, $5,400 taking on the Texans. That'll be really interesting now that we've got a new interim head coach, and we'll see how all that plays out. Miles Gaskin, $5,600 taking on the Jets on the other side of that. Devontae Freeman, $5,500 taking on the Packers, and Joe Mixon at $7,200 taking on Denver. That feels low with everything that Joe Mixon has been lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, just circling back on Miles Gaskin again, he's on the COVID list right now, but he was placed on it last week. So it's there's a possibility he is cleared for this game. We don't know for sure. We're just going to keep an eye on this leading up to the game. And there's a lot of question marks with the Miami backfield. So we don't know. It could be Duke Johnson starting. It could be Malcolm Brown activated from IR. I don't think Phillip Lindsay or Salvin Ahmed will be cleared in time. Maybe Ahmed, but again, a lot of question marks. But again, if Gaskin is a go at 5,600, he had a good game against the Jets the first time. Really good matchup. Jets have been awful against running backs this season. So whoever happens to be the lead back for Miami is a name to at least know.
I think we should do a thing where you just say the Jets are awful at. And then we just do like eight different things that you mentioned.
Like a
Mad Libs. We'll just plug it in there.
Because so many things.
They're bad at everything.
So many things.
Okay. Wide receivers. Man, we are going cheap. There are a couple of punt plays here that are, I think are really interesting in cash games. Mike, another guy that we like, Gabriel Davis, $3,700 taking on Carolina. You saw what he did last week by getting in the end zone. $3,700, sub 4K. What do you like about Gabriel Davis in a spot where those Bills, I mean, they've got three wide receivers. Emmanuel Sanders basically doesn't exist anymore in that offense, it feels like.
Yeah, and he's out. So that's why we really like Gabriel Davis in this matchup. Now, Sanders went down early in last week's game.
Yep.
Davis was on the field for 45 of their 57 pass plays in that game, which is huge. I mean, usually he's not, you know, he's the fourth receiver. He's just in a little bit, catches a random touchdown. Eight targets and five catches, 43 yards and a touchdown, right?
So good.
Really good sign there. He has 11 touchdowns on 101 career targets. He tends to be utilized near the goal line, and it has worked out, obviously, in fantasy. But check this out. His usage near the goal line was already really good this season, despite the fact that he hasn't played a lot. He's 95th at wide receiver in routes, 89th in targets, but he's top 30 in end zone targets with seven, expected touchdowns with 4.4, and actual touchdowns with four. So that usage has already been there, and now he could be top 20 in the league in routes this week. He's going to play a full-time role. They love three wide receiver sets up there in Buffalo. As for the matchup, that's one of the things that makes me a little nervous here. Panthers, pretty good against wide receivers. Fewest wide receiver targets faced this season and the fifth fewest fantasy points allowed. But they're kind of mid-pack in efficiency because, you know, they just don't face a lot of volume. That's why I don't allow a lot of points. Also, I do think Stephon Gilmore was a full-time player for the first time this season last week. And he shadowed. I think he will shadow Stephon Diggs in this game.
Oh.
Those two were kind of rivals to some extent. Didn't really shadow. He didn't shadow him during that sequence, but they played against each other in the AFC East last year when he was with the Bills. He's now with the Panthers. I think he'll follow Diggs around in that game. That's good news to some extent for Gabriel Davis on the other side of the field. So like him a lot. And at 3,700, I mean, geez, it's so cheap for a player that has a lot of upside.
Gabe Davis is the kind of punt play that you'll use if you're trying to get someone like Cooper Kupp into your lineup at $9,000. Al, obviously we know that you like Cooper Kupp. I think he's kind of become the Travis Kelce or the Christian McCaffrey of last year, where it's like, you just play Cooper Kupp, right?
I mean, especially on a slate like this, where there's a ton of value at running back, right? There's a lot of plays that you could play to fit him in that are high volume guys this week, also in good matchups, five box running backs at that are under 6,500. We have Mike just talked about Gabriel Davis. We have the COVID situation in Miami clearing up a little bit more value as well. It's very easy to play Cooper Kupp. Do you really need me to rattle off Cooper Kupp stats to tell you why he's good? Because like the analysis is, here's the hashtag analysis. Cooper Kupp is very good at football. He's very, very good. Like through 14 weeks, he has five games with at least eight catches, 120 yards and a touchdown. The second receiver to do that. The only other one? Glitter, glisten, floss, floss, catch a beat running like Randy Moss back in 2003. So he is having a historic season for fantasy, for IRL wide receivers, but more specifically, fantasy wide receivers. Like, and he's 9K. There's no running backs really to pay up for this week. No Jonathan Taylor on the slate. No big dogs anymore. Half of them are injured. No Dalvin Cook. Nobody to pay 8,500 plus for. So like, where are you going to spend? You're going to spend on Cooper Kupp.
Yep. Yeah, I agree 100%. He says insanely high floor and high ceiling. And yeah, keep that in mind. This is not like usually we come back, we're done with bye weeks and you would think, all right, bigger slate this week, but there's two Saturday games. So it's still a short slate. It's like a bye week slate. Yeah, absolutely.
No OBJ this week as well. It's likely going to be Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson as the main two pass catchers there. Obviously, Tyler Higbee's going to have some, but just another reason to keep that in mind. All right, a couple other wide receivers that we like. Devontae Parker, $4,300. Again, we talked about Jalen Waddle. It's now in the COVID-19 list. So just stay alert.
Yeah, and that should help Parker's target share a little bit. But I had Parker on here as my top three wide receiver value with Jalen Waddle in there. So now that he's out, it just makes him more of a basically a lock in cash. I mean, I don't know how you don't play Devontae Parker. Don't forget, this guy is still really good, and he has been productive in fantasy for the most part. A little quiet in his return last week, but earlier this season, he and Tua had a pretty good connection, so love him a lot this week.
Devontae Adams at $8,900 taking on the Ravens. Braxton Berrios, if you want another punt play, $3,200 taking on Miami. Keelan Cole, also $3,500 taking on Miami.
Two cheap Jets there, Berrios and Cole.
Marquise Brown, $5,900 taking on the Packers. Remember when Hollywood was just lighting the world on fire earlier this year? He's kind of tailed off a little bit. However, sub 6K for someone with that kind of upside is I freaking love Hollywood.
Yeah, he has more Ravens stacking opportunities. People are afraid of Lamar Jackson right now, but with Andrews, who we're going to talk about in a second, and yep. Hollywood Brown, and then you could come back with any Packer. I mean, Devontae Adams, if you could afford it. You know,
maybe Alan Lazard at $4,000. He's another wide receiver that we like. And then DK Metcalf, $6,200, taking on the Rams. Just something to monitor here, because DK Metcalf, while he has been banged up a little bit, he also had another thing from yesterday, where he had a back injury coming out of practice. So it's just another thing we want to watch heading into Sunday's game, so you just have all of the latest information.
Yeah, I think Metcalf's, again, assuming health, I think he's going to bounce back, because I was looking at his first five games of the season when he was red hot and had five touchdowns and Russell Wilson was there for four and a half of those games. And in the five games since Russ has been back, a lot of similarities. Like, the production hasn't been there, right? But the air yards are higher. His really? Expected touchdown total, pretty much the same. The difference has been just some misses. Five plays, let's say five, not even, three plays go differently, right? Three misses, three overthrows by Russ are completed. It's almost the same production as earlier this season, barring, you know, at one or two fewer touchdowns. Really close. And those air yards being the same number, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the targets being almost the same number, that usually suggests regression to the mean's coming. So I think he was on the extreme high in the first five, the extreme low the last five. There's reasons to believe he'll get back on track.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan. NFL fans know that with the season underway, you got to have the right players for all 60 minutes to bring that spark. Sometimes you got to sub in someone in order to switch some things up. Same thing goes for that drink in your hand on game day. So if you're looking to sub in something more refreshing, pour yourself a delicious, crisp Captain Morgan Original Spiced Rum and Ginger. Sub in the Captain Morgan, the official spiced rum of the NFL. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Captain near you. Drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York. All right, Mike, we talked about a little bit earlier, those stacking options with the Ravens. Mark Andrews comes in at $6,400, taking on the Green Bay Packers. Seems like a really nice value here in cash games at tight end.
Yeah, I mean, he was my value play here last week, but I couldn't go against him this week. You know, you don't like to keep doing the same guys over and over, but I can just update his resume because he had another huge game and he's still too cheap. Look, he's the number one scoring fantasy tight end in all formats this year. He's passed out Travis Kelce. He's $1,100 less than George Kittle on this slate. It's just too low. It doesn't make any sense. Since Baltimore's week 8 bye, he has been featured. He has 8-plus targets in every game. He's averaging 9.7 per game during that stretch. He's been a top 5 fantasy scorer at tight end in four of his last 5 games. And with Lamar Jackson missing all but a handful of snaps last week, he must have fallen off, right?
We can excuse
him for that 11 target, 11 catch, 115 yard, and one touchdown game, right? With the backup quarterback, this guy he must be fully healthy right now because he is playing at a high level. He's heavily targeted. And the Packers, they have faced TJ Hockenson, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle already this season. All three had 17 or more fantasy points, right? So wow. When they face these top guys, they've struggled as well. A lot of reasons to love Mark Andrews this week. And at that price point, $6,400, that's not going to crush your lineup. You're not paying a fortune to get a player that good. So I like him a lot.
Sure. Al, on the other side of that, I know that George Kittle, Mike just mentioned him, $7,500 taking on Atlanta. Is this the idea of, he's been so good recently, is this being a little bit contrarian and paying up at tight end when you think others are going to try and pay down? Or is it just good value here based on what he's done for the last 3 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. So,
it's not just the last 3 weeks. It's like since he came back since week nine against Arizona, 24 fantasy points, 100 yards and a touchdown on 6 catches. He had one dud since he's been back, and it was against Minnesota where he only had 2 targets. But every other game, he's been double digits and 3 games over 20 points. 2 of those games, 37 points or more. The biggest 2 differentiation positions versus the field are the 2 positions that don't typically have 20-point scores at them, tight end and defense. Now, this is for tournament. Speaking specifically about tournaments. For cash games, very easy to pay down at tight end, and there are options for you to do that this week. But to pay up to be contrarian, Mike said, I think most of the people that pay up are going to pay up to about Mark Andrews' level. That's $6,400, maybe Gollard, some players in that $5,000 to $6,500 range. But if you want to go all the way up, even though he's had 2 really big weeks, I don't expect him to carry a large number of people with him in tournaments. And because there aren't that many options to pay up for, as I spoke about before, yeah, you can go get Mixon. He's fine. You can go pay for like Deontay Johnson at wide receiver if you want, or double up on Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams. But to get different at that position that's going to matter the most to separate you from where most of the field's going to get between 7 and 12 points from their tight end, having somebody who actually has access to a 30-plus point game, since he's come back. He has established dominance in this passing game. I mean, I say this every single day on my show. It's like what San Francisco has done to my beautiful boy, Deebo Samuel at wide receiver is just an abomination. They've massacred my beautiful boy and they've taken away that 32% of the target market share, but they've basically just handed it to George Kittle, who has run with it amazingly the last 2 weeks. 42.6 points, 37 points. I'm not saying that he's going to put up 35 points again this week, but he has a good chance of putting up 20 plus, and if he does that, that's going to separate you from the field in tournaments.
Okay. A couple of the tight ends that we have. Tyler Higbee, $4,000, taking on Seattle. Brevin Jordan, $2,800, yeah, taking on Jacksonville. I actually really like Brevin Jordan as a punt play.
Yeah, another touchdown last week, and you know, he's been playing pretty well. He's just progressively becoming more and more involved. The name that's out there, and like, if you're in like a 12-team dynasty, you know, even with deeper benches, like he's out there on waiver wires in some of those. Like you can they scoop him up. He's a fourth-round pick. Could be their starter next year and a breakout candidate, right? He's so interesting prospect there. Just a name to know at the very minimum.
CJ Uzama, $3,100, taking on Denver. They're definitely, I mean, we've mentioned a lot of guys throughout this show that have been cheap price points. Brevin Jordan, CJ Uzama, both really inexpensive. Gabe Davis, $3,700. Devontae Parker, $4,300. Alan Lazard might be the number two in that Green Bay offense, $4,000. You look at Michael Carter, $4,700. Miles Gaskin, sub $6,000. There are James Robinson, under $5,500. Yeah. There are a lot of places where you can find ways to pay down a little bit. It's going to be finding out how to put that right lineup together, Mike. The right combination. And Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Tell me what your week 15 lineup is. A lot of options here in our head-to-head matchup where we are tied 7-7 heading into here week 15.
All right. Yeah, it's coming down to the wire here. And, you know, I'm going to use the guys we talked about, believe it or not. Tua Tagovailoa at the quarterback slot, and I'm going to give him Devontae Parker, by the way, at wide receiver. So I don't know he's stacked there. You don't need to in cash, but I'm going to this week. It just worked out that way, especially with Jalen Waddle out. Love Parker this week. Running backs, Joe Mixon, Michael Carter, Elijah Mitchell. So obviously one of them in the flex spot. Cooper Kupp, I'm going to pay up for him at 9K. Gabriel Davis, of course, just too cheap at 3,700, using him at wide receiver. Mark Andrews, a tight end. And I'll go fairly cheap at defense with the Jags here. Obviously a coaching change. Maybe they play a little better here, but not really your usual just punt because they're playing Houston, right? So there actually is an opportunity to have a, you know, maybe, I don't know, get a random pick six or big play. I don't know, a couple sacks, whatever it is on Davis Mills. He played kind of well last week, but nonetheless, they're going with the Jags on defense here.
Okay.
What do you got?
I like that. My lineup is slightly different. We have, I believe, two overlaps.
Oh, like it. All right.
And I like when we only have two overlaps. It kind of,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
That being said, I want to be very clear about this. Like I change my lineup all the time on Sunday based on what news comes in, what injuries happen. Yeah, so like this is a lineup that we're like putting in right now. And then like we always tweak it. However, as it stands, I'm going to go with the quarterback we didn't talk about. Kyler Murray, $7,900, taking on the Detroit Lions. My running backs are going to be Joe Mixon at $7,200 and James Robinson at $5,400.
Like that.
My wide receivers, Deontay Johnson, $7,500. And then Brandon Cooks at $5,800 on the other side of James Robinson. I do also have Devontae Parker at $4,300. Brevin Jordan is my tight end at $2,800 with Hollywood Brown in the flex at $5,900. And I'm taking the Bills defense, $3,100, taking on the Carolina Panthers this week.
All right. That's fun. That's fun. They got creative with Brandon Cooks last week. Did Houston put him in the slot a little bit often than usual? So we'll see if that keeps up. But he is, who are they playing? Totally spacing right now. We just talked about the Jags. Yeah. If he's in the slot, he'll avoid Shaq Griffin. So you kind of hope they do that again. He's their top corner and we'll shadow him when he's on the perimeter. So, but nonetheless, Jacksonville struggled against receivers, but interesting name. Yeah. He didn't come up, but fine matchup there. And
I was trying to find a way to get either Cooper Kupp or Devontae Adams in there. I just like, I got to move some things around, or like Al was saying, I got to find some more pump plays in order to jam those guys in.
And
in cash.
And more so than any other week this season, you're just going to have to keep an eye on news leading up to the wire. We gave you a lot of options here, but things will change. A lot of guys have gone on the COVID list. Even today, earlier today, Jalen Waddle went on before we recorded this. So things could change all the way up to game time. There's injury news. There's COVID news. There's just beat reports. There's so many things. So just keep an eye on right up to game time.
Al, give us your week 15 tournament lineup. A little bit different than what Mike and I just did with these cash lineups.
And I'm going to break one of my own rules here, although I had the ability to not break it. But look, yeah, I'm a rebel, Daniel.
I like it.
I don't even rewind my videotapes when I return them to Blockbuster.
Stop it.
I'm not too young for that. I get that one.
Mike gets the Blockbuster reference.
I'm going to double stack Matthew Stafford because, you know, it's 100% of the time it works, you know, like every single week. It's like double stack Stafford or Brady, and it works all the time. So Stafford with Cooper Kupp and Higbee. I'm going to bring it back with Tyler Lockett, who has been pretty solid the last month and a half. You could go with DK Metcalf if you want and save a little bit. Running back is going to be Eli Mitchell and James Robinson at 5,400. Going to go with Devontae Parker at 4,300. Too good of a matchup here, and tons of volume, especially missing Waddle. And this is where I'm breaking the rule. I usually have a secondary stack in this lineup. I'm going to go with Gabe Davis. I could pivot if I wanted the secondary stack to Keelan Cole Sr. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with the Bills defense at 3,100 against the turnover machine that is the Carolina Panthers offense.
Hey, that's what I took. Mm-hmm. Hey! Yeah,
there you go.
I love it when Al takes a thing that I do because I'm like, yes, I did it right. When you do it, it's just like, I figured you looked at my sheet or something, but...
Now I have to root against the Bills defense.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Thanks
a lot, Mike.
I have them in one of my playoff semifinals, so maybe I can't. So now I'm in a tough spot.
Now it's a tough spot.
I need to change your lineup, sir.
I like your Santa Mike shirt for today.
Thank you, Santa Mike. You
were pretty in a good mood today. You didn't fight too much.
No, I didn't. It's not my Christmas show for this the show, but it was for the first show, right? Because we're not doing it next week. But so happy holidays.
Yes. Absolutely happy holidays. Listen, next two weeks, we're going to be doing shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for season-long shows. We're going to tape our DFS podcast afterwards on Wednesday, and we're going to release it on Thursday. I just want to be totally transparent with you guys. I want to be able to give everybody, the crew, and as much of the talent as many days off for the holidays as possible. It has obviously been a long year, so we're going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, both next week and the week after, so people can have some time to spend with their families and enjoy that time with everybody.
Yes, sir.
We love everyone so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a ton of fun. Good luck here in week 15. Don't forget to love each other. Check out Al on Twitter at Al Zeidenfeld, at Mike Clay NFL, and I am at Daniel Dopp. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
He's a NASCAR guy with a basement shrine, a Langford fan for life. Chargers are off to a terrible start. Change his mind. Matching up all the cornerbacks. Touchdown regression and weekly stats. But if your team falls flat, he's the one to blame. He's a brainiac, brainiac on the case. With projections that can put us in first place. He's a brainiac, brainiac, he's my Clay.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.